Sci Radio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala with you. More and more gigs are coming on stream. It is fantastic to see. There is music at Mears Court. It's just outside Mullingarn, County Westmeath. Absolutely stupendous venue for gigs. Tomorrow night we'll see The Blizzards and Flynn headline. Tickets are available from mearscourt.ie. The Blizzards, Brezzy. What has the pandemic been like for him? We've a lot to speak about. Today, he's doing 140k. We need to speak about that as well. But with the most basic of questions, shall we ask, how has the pandemic been for you, Brezé?
I've had a wonderful time. I've enjoyed every second of it. It's been immense. It's been a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And there's no other point in dressing it up, regardless of what industry you're in, like. For me, it was that kind of languishing feeling, that kind of apathy. Some days you just, you know, I keep saying to people, completely normal human reaction to what has been an absolute car crash. Like, it's been a mess. So, I've had generally an okay time. I think the music industry being shut completely has been a pretty grim journey for all of us and for my peers and colleagues, which is pretty well documented at this point. But, yeah, it's been interesting to see the government's perception of the arts industry.
Yeah, do you think that's something? I mean, obviously over the last year and a half, it's left a very bitter taste, to say the least, in the mouths of people who are involved in the live entertainment sector. I mean, I feel that's something that obviously you're delighted to be getting back to it, but that's not going to be forgotten, how you've been treated over that last year and a half.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you can spin it any way you want. And, you know, I've been kind of interested in politics for many years, whether working with Us for Life and Health and what we've done. But it's very, very, very clear the state, the perception the government have of the arts industry. They can't twist it. They can't spin it. They can't put their PR people on it. For me, with politics, it's about action. And their action was just really, really, really dismal, really, to be honest with you. The fact that our Arts Minister, Catherine Martin, who fought really hard, wasn't on the subcommittee for COVID. We had no voice. They didn't understand the industry. They still don't. Even there's still issues with the 60% thing. Like, I'm in a really difficult position now with shows, of how are we going to do shows without losing, you know, loads of money doing it. So, yeah, this particular government have been particularly brutal, I would have thought, in terms of the way it went. Especially, we brought a plan to the government, Epic brought a plan to the government June 2020 to tell them when the time does come where we can open, this is a really effective way to do it. They blatantly ignored it. And then when the time came to it, you know, very last minute, they came to the table. But yeah, I'm very let down by them, very let down by their treatment of the arts and live events industry.
In your own opinion, why don't they care, or even pretend that they care?
You know, politics is an interesting one. I always think politics generally is about the preservation of power. So it's about how can we stay in power. You know, a lot of politicians have big hearts and want to do good things. You know, they do. But I think political systems are just, they're just ineffective. It's about holding on to power. You see right now what's happening with things like Marine Gate and stuff like that. Do I think they like the arts? Yes, I do. But do I think they think it gets votes? No, I don't. And ultimately, that's what I feel it's come down to, is they don't perceive us as a big industry. What they didn't realise is how much the media got behind us. Because the media have worked with our industry for so many years. And the media couldn't have been... Like, they were incredible. That's what put the heat on, really, was the radios, the newspapers, the news, the prime times. They put a lot of heat in government on that. And they had no choice but to come to the table then. So, yeah, we got a lot of help from our media colleagues, and that was massively helpful. But as I said, politicians aren't necessarily bad people. I just think the system is. And I think it's been very, very clear. Even people like, you know, I think Catherine Martin, the arts minister, was... You know, she fought hard. She did fight. She fought hard for us, but it was like she wasn't being listened to. It was like, you go over to the corner there and be quiet till it's time to work again.
Well, the fact that she has so many portfolios, like, there should be a minister for the arts, not a minister for the Gaeltacht, the arts, media, communications, and seven other folders that they don't see fit enough for to dedicate a minister to.
Yeah, and I think the other thing about the industry, our industry, is now it's a real opportunity for us to figure out how do we become a much more strong collective force. because we weren't that. We weren't a collective force. We had too many groups that weren't aligned enough and weren't together enough. And we know now that if anything like this ever happens again, we need to be stronger and we need to be together. And whatever way we have to do that, I'm not sure, but already we're seeing kind of groups, whether they're events crews, whether they're musicians, coming together and going, never let this happen to us again. Hopefully there'll never be another pandemic, but if there's other issues where we need to stand up for each other. And I think that's the thing. A lot of people online had, I was getting a lot of people on Twitter saying things like, you know, just you need to kind of stop giving out about it as a pandemic and move on. I said, guys, we need to stop with that mindset of giving out. It's not giving out. It's standing up for yourself. And there's a difference. And every person who pays taxes in this country or who lives in this country or citizen in this country or whoever has a right to stand up for themselves. And that's what we were doing.
I didn't expect myself to be asking this question, but just given what you've been talking about over the last few minutes, how eloquently you've been putting it, is there a potential political move for Brezzy in the future?
I would rather eat my own skin. That sounds terrible. Maybe I'll reframe that. No, absolutely not. It is it is not somewhere I would ever see myself. And it, for many reasons, as I said, it's not just this. I've been 6-7 years with a charity that works around mental health advocacy and health. I think my voice and the voice that I want to have is better outside politics.
The Blizzards, live from Studio One Kildare, December 2018, would you believe?
Stop.
It's been that long. We need to get back on the road.
How is that coming up on nearly 3 years ago? That's terrifying, but what a listen.
We need to be in clubs and parties again. Today we're joined by Brezzy. Tomorrow night, he's back to live music himself. He's had a couple of gigs, but tomorrow night it's music at Mears Court, Rathconrath, County Westmeath. Tickets, all info, mearscourt.ie. If he wasn't busy enough, since this morning he's been running between now and soundcheck tomorrow. He'll do 140k of a run. It's for his charity, Lust for Life. But is it really the wisest of ideas, running into a gig?
Yeah, that's it's rather silly when you put it, when you say it out loud. But I co-founded a charity, Lust for Life, many years ago, and we work really hard. The work we do, we're in 350 schools in Ireland. We want to be in every school in Ireland by, you know, the next 2 years in terms of the programs, psychology programs that we've developed for kids. And this is how we raise our money. This is how we do it. We don't expect people to just give us money. We do stuff for it. And one of these things is called the Mindful West Run. So there's 25 of us running from Wicklow. They're going all the way to Roscommon. But because I have a gig, I have to stop in Mullingar. So it's 140 kilometers today, then into Mullingar for, I have a marathon then Friday morning to get the sound check in Mears Court. And then do the sound check. And as our manager says, if I have to put a fire pole, you know where what. You are getting up on that stage to hold yourself up. And I said, and my mum goes, will you be able for it? I was like, Mum, I don't really know. I've never run 140 kilometers and tried to do a gig before. So that's what I'm doing. And it's Mears Court is an unbelievable setting, to be fair to it. We've only done 2 gigs. This will be our biggest crowd. I'm still at that phase where I'm slightly anxious doing gigs, where I was never anxious doing gigs because you were doing so many of them. Because we haven't done anything in 19 months, actually, you get nervous for gigs. So maybe 140k run beforehand is a good way to burn those nerves off.
Mears Court is going to be extremely experimental, if you don't mind me saying that. 140k run and then on stage. That's going to be worth this ticket. No matter what happens, it's going to be worth the ticket money.
Well, it's the fact my girlfriend brought me in. She came in just there last night and she gave me lube. And I'm like, what's this for? She goes, you're doing 140k a run. She goes, that's got it. She goes, you are going to be in bits, the blisters. I was like, okay, that's okay. I was kind of wondering, people are dropping me off this stuff. You're going to be in absolute agony. There's painkillers. I don't know. I just don't know what it's going to be like. It is experimental. You know, it might be silent disco stuff by the end of it. But you know what? What I do think will happen is, because I've done mad endurance stuff before, you get a real buzz of adrenaline after it that is unstoppable. You get this big buzz of energy. And then it's Saturday I'm worried about. It's the Saturday when I absolutely can't get out of bed and I have to drive down to Mitchellstown for another gig. That's what I'm worried about. And I just read before I came on here that there's thunderstorms expected in the morning, which is great because we can throw that into the experiment. I get electrocuted by a bolt of lightning before the gig. But I'll take it on. I've never, and that's the thing, I don't care if I don't finish it. I'm not the type of person who gets deflated by, the gig is more important, you know, for me at the point. It just so happens that they all came at the same time.
Oh. I feel though that's, you know, your style. You're not the type of guy to be just doing one thing. You've got a lot of plates spinning. So this is just another example of that.
Well, my mum said my CV should read, throw as much shite as a wall and see what sticks, which is a pretty good description of my career so far.
There's career advice, and there's our headline. Brezzy to be lubed up at Mears Court tomorrow for his gig with the Blizzards, Flynn and Conrath, County Westmeath.
What a venue they're looking forward to. Nothing like a good sensationalist headline there while you're at it. But yeah, music at Mears Court. It does continue, by the way, right across the weekend. It's continuing until Sunday, and they have just announced a trad session for Sunday.
A session
on Sunday that under 12s can go free. So yeah, right across the weekend, a little bit of music festival for your weekend.
And lube as well. Have you ever been handed lube?
I can't say.
Me neither, but hey.
What a question we don't to ask at 28 minutes past
Look,
five.
We just don't live the lifestyle of Brezzy, okay?
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.